You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this episode of the Hadith of the Day, where we reflect on the lives and teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. As we approach the end of Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, let's draw inspiration from the pure devotion of Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam beautifully describes his grandfather's practice during this sacred month. Ali ibn al-Husayn, peace be upon him, would not speak during the month of Ramadan except in dua, tasbih, istighfar, and takbir. You know dua. Dua means supplication. Tasbih is to glorify Allah. Say subhanallah. Glory is to Allah. And glorified be the God. And istighfar means to say astaghfirullah rabbi wa atubu ilayh. I seek forgiveness from my Lord. And takbir is to say Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater than anything that we could imagine of him or about him. So he would actually say zikr to, you know, the words of remembrance of Allah through dua, through tasbih, through istighfar, and through takbir. What can we learn from this deep commitment to worship? And how can it guide us in these precious final days of the month of Ramadan? So we have to reflect about it. Imam Zain al-Abidin, also known as the ornament of the worshippers, shows us the profound power of silence. In a world filled with noise and distraction, the Imam used his words carefully, dedicating them entirely to connecting with Allah. By limiting his speech to dua, supplication, tasbih, glorification of Allah, istighfar, seeking forgiveness, and takbir, declaring Allah's greatness, the Imam made every word purposeful. This wasn't just silence, it was intentional silence, filled with devotion and awareness of Allah's presence. Of course, in Islamic teachings, we don't only care about like rituals. We say that, you know, in every occasion, situation, and moment and time, you should carry out your duty. See where your duty lies and carry it out. That is what Allah wants from you, and that is the best worship, the best way that you can worship Allah. Inshallah, we take advantage of the remaining days of this holy, sacred, great month. And remember, the quality of our worship matters more than the quantity. A single sincere zikr could be the key to transforming our hearts and lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on Iran Radio with Sheikh Danish, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.